Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Drew Hahn Show. It's another exciting episode coming up. I got a great interview ahead, and I have co-host Tammy with me.
Hello, Drew.
Welcome back to the show.
Why, thank you.
I know. We are gearing up for a great summer.
It's been a wonderful summer.
It has been beautiful out. Yes. We've been seeing the music, you know.
All the music.
Seeing some of our favorites. Recently, we just got to see Twice, thankfully, Quiet Hollers.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, it was. We got to see them once at Stone Arch and then just at Paper Fest.
Yeah, it was like a very intimate vibe, yep. Super fun. And then we had more of a party dancing vibe.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Paper Fest was a great time and a longer show to see more of Quiet Hollers, you know, music. They hadn't been in town in quite some time.
Right. It was so good to catch up with
them. It was. So we're having a great summer so far and so much more to come because you know what's on our doorstep.
Oh.
Oh, you know that little thing called
Mile?
Yeah.
Maybe you, the listeners, have heard of it.
Yes. Probably not if you listen to this show, though.
Right?
We never talk about
Mile music.
Well, on the doorstep of Mile is an artist that I got to interview.
Nice.
And she'll be there. Her name's Claire Kelly.
Oh, I love Claire.
I know. Claire is so cool.
She's so nice.
Exactly. Great music. And she was back in Appleton a little while back, and so I got to record with her then. And now we're going to get to have her be here at Mile of Music. So I'm
very
so excited.
Yeah,
to have this interview with her. You got a little pre-listen. Anything stand out that the listener should listen for?
Well, the big thing I've noticed about Claire is like her collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
She just listen to it in the place she's been, the things she talks about. She's just one of those artists that, like, she could probably work with anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And she'll touch on one of our favorite Mile bands. I'll just give a hint, Long Range Hustle.
Yeah.
So that's, listen to that. Also, she recently was on a tour over the pond.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So,
doing all the European
all
things.
All the things.
Yeah. And she talks about that in the interview as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. And speaking of, like, of all places, Poland.
Poland, yes. So, you and I were discussing, yeah. Like, what kind of scene, music scene does Poland have, you know, so.
But yeah, I mean, you're going to learn a little more about Claire, about things you may have not known.
Yeah, and what it's like to tour over there in Europe, too. So, yeah.
I would just love, you know, we've gotten to know a lot of different artists like Sam Ness, who travels a lot.
Yep.
And want to see their passport books, like all their stamps.
Oh, yeah.
Could they just make an album cover of their stamps?
That would be really cool.
You know?
Maybe when Claire's here, we can ask to see hers if she brings it along. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, just so fun. Like, and just for the listeners, with Mile coming up, you know, Claire is going to dive into all the things she's been doing recently. So I won't spoil that. But she does have 4 shows coming up at Mile.
Okay, good deal.
She'll be here on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
A mix of 4 shows.
All right. There's a good chance you can, you
good
know,
chance,
catch her.
Yeah. And then just shout out, like, one of my favorite songs from her. It was an EP from 2018. Called Don't Quit Your Daydream. And I know it's a few years old,
okay.
But it's so good.
Okay.
Just one of my top songs. So yeah, I love her. She's, you know, she's originally from Milwaukee and now she lives in Nashville.
Yeah. Go
she's
girl.
Great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Always has great dresses and outfits.
Yeah.
It's like she's got this like kind of like Southern charm, but and you talk to her and you feel like you've just known her forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's let the listeners get that feel.
Yes.
And we're going to play a little tune by Claire. And on the other side of that is my interview with Claire Kelly.
Awesome.
Sticks and stones break windows and bones, but they can't touch your heart and soul when you're moving like this and you're moving like that. You're on a
right. Welcome to the Drew Hahn Show. I'm here with Claire Kelly. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome back to Appleton.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Oh, we always love you here. We're here right before one of your shows here at Gibson's Music Hall. Excited for that. But let's talk about one of your last times you were here, Mile of Music.
I know. It feels like yesterday and also feels like forever ago.
Right? What do you think of that festival?
Oh, it's the best. You know we love it.
I know, but I just like to hear it.
Absolutely. Mile High Music is such a treat to come and play. We just love the camaraderie and the opportunity to really come here and play originals and have people hear them. It's cool.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of the camaraderie, you got a chance to collaborate with Long Range Hustle just prior to that, correct?
That's true.
On one of their songs, right? You kind of came aboard Used to Call,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How did that happen? I know a little bit, but I'd like to hear from you, like,
sure.
How this came about.
I just got a really nice cold email from a band that I did not know of, and they just sent me a really nice message. They said they were from Canada and they were coming to play Mile Music again. They looked through the roster. They kind of fell in love with my voice, and they were like, is there any chance you'd be interested in collaborating? And I was like, yeah, let me hear the song. And they had a couple of lyrics in the song that I thought were really unique and original, and I was like, I'd love to be a part of this. You guys seem like cool,
sure.
Interesting humans. And so, yeah, so we just did that collaboration. I recorded my part in my bedroom in Nashville. I sent it off to them, and then we met for the first time in person at Mile High Music this past summer.
Right, so
and
never
performed
met
the
prior
songs.
To that.
No, we
yeah.
had one practice in a hotel room at Hilton Paper Valley, and then we hopped on stage at Spats together for like a giant crowd and performed it for the first time together,
wow.
Which was so fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what was that like? Like, we were in nerves behind like getting up, not having much rehearsal. Like,
a little bit. Yeah. I mean, also it's weird for me to not. Perform with a guitar, you know, it's like I just kind of hopped up and sang with them,
sure.
But they're such good musicians and super friendly people, so it was a blast to do.
All right, cool.
Yeah, blast to be a part of.
It was a really good combo to hear you guys together.
Good,
it suited
I'm
well. Do you stay in touch with them at all? Have you been a chance to perform with them again since then?
Mile High Music has been our only performance together, but we're talking about doing some shows in 2023.
All
so,
right, awesome.
Yeah, I might be hopping up to Canada. They might be coming down to Nashville. So, stay tuned on some dates.
All right. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to the beginning of your music a little bit.
Okay.
And so, one of your early releases is the song The Restless and the Reckless.
Yeah.
This song appears on several EPs as well as your 2021 album, The Scenic Route.
Yeah.
Considering that, this song must have a deep meaning or significant spot amongst your music.
Yeah.
I was
totally
wondering if
does.
You can elaborate on that a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the songs that's like closest to my heart. And it's, I think I wrote it originally as kind of a letter to myself that chasing this whole music thing down wasn't crazy, that it was just a part of what I'm supposed to do. And so that's been like a powerful message to keep singing, not only to people who like get out in the world, but just to keep singing to myself. And I think I'd always been fighting for the perfect recording of it, and
okay.
I feel like I finally got that on the last recording of it,
okay.
which was The Scenic Route.
Okay, so you did record it several times as
yeah.
you released it. Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
And then moving on a little bit more, you've recently been on tour in Europe, correct?
That is correct.
Was this your first time in Europe?
It was my second time touring over there.
All
my
right.
first time doing it with like a booking agent in more of a proper way.
Sure.
So this was a very cool, really amazing tour overall.
Talk about this. I mean, what's it like to be over there? Especially for us here in the U.S., you know, who might not have an idea what the music's like over there, what it's like to perform.
Totally. I mean, I played shows across Poland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. And it was amazing to be in places that I'd never been before, and also in places where the language barrier was a thing, where it's like, I remember one story vividly in Sweden where someone came up to me and was like, I know that not 100% of this crowd speaks English, but it doesn't matter because you sing with your whole heart. Like, we
sure.
could like feel it where, with everything you were saying. And I was like, that's a super cool. It's just like one of those reminders that music is a universal
sure.
language.
Sure.
Which is why it worked. So it was amazing. I had a great time over there and just like, yeah, was overwhelmed by the experience.
Cool. Well, with that said, you know, the music part can come out, you know, wholeheartedly, you know,
yes.
no matter what you speak. But a lot of times with the singer-songwriter, there's always the story behind the music a little bit.
True.
You share that on stage. Was that a concern at all when you're over there performing?
Definitely. Especially because I rely on the speaking and the storytelling as a big part of my show.
Sure.
In Poland in particular, I had one show where I had a Polish translator who came and like told my stories with me, and it was super cool because like half of this crowd would laugh with my little jokes and then the other half would laugh once he translated it. And then it was like by the time I sung the song, we had the whole, you know, room, and it was a very cool experience that way.
All right, very cool.
Yeah.
So you think you'll go over there again anytime soon?
Definitely.
Definitely,
yeah.
Of course.
Had
Why
way
not?
Too much fun. I'm like, when do you want to come back? I'm like, when can I?
Good deal. I want to get into some of your songs a little bit, like your inspiration for writing your music.
Sure.
I'm going to say this, aside from being inspired by a hairless cat for your song Jeffrey Jones, where else do you pull inspiration from?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah. I heard one songwriting quote that's like, if you run out of things to write about, you're just not paying attention. I just think there's like so much in life that we go through, even the minuscule, that can be inspiration. Just like you can hear a conversation with a friend and have them, they say one thing that's a little bit different than you would say it, and it could spark a whole song.
Sure. So like, you can just pull one line and then, you know, transfer that into a song, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
I kind of want to talk about that with your song, The Art of Letting Go.
Sure.
I really grabbed onto this one recently as I was listening to it. I think this past year I was trying to have that theme of letting go, and especially going into this year. I want to read the lyrics just for the listeners a little bit. You got some cool lines in there. It goes, I'm going to take my brushes and paint the sky with silver linings and amber light. Stream of colors, got to let them flow. It's just a part of life, the art of letting go. So talk about this song. I would like to know, were you letting go of anything specific, or were you inspired by what you heard from somebody in this case?
I wrote this with two other wonderful women, and we were on a writing retreat together. And I think one of them was kind of going through an experience where they were having a hard time letting go of it. And I think maybe I said like, well, there's kind of an art to it, right? And then they were like, oh, what if that was the play? Like just the form of like, it being an actual painting in some way that you actually are dancing around the topic of letting go, or actually of letting go something on your own.
Okay.
So I feel like that was just a cool combination of minds on that one. And I love leaning into an image like that when you're writing.
Sure.
So,
yeah. It really paints a picture, if you will.
Oh, there we go.
I know that was corny,
Absolutely.
But I went with that.
That's okay. I'm corny.
I've been dreaming in black and white, settling for gray. I've been holding on way too tight to all my yesterdays. I'm gonna take my brushes and paint the sky with silver linings and amber light, stream of colors, gonna let them flow. Some people.
speaking of a songwriter collaboration event, I wanted to ask you and tell me if this is where it was at, the Steelbridge Songfest.
No, different thing.
Different festival, okay.
But I do really love the art of collaboration and have done a lot of writing up at that Steelbridge Songfest.
Yeah, can you talk about that a little bit? That's here in Wisconsin as well.
Yes. It is.
It sounds like an amazing opportunity. I mean, can you explain to listeners kind of how that one works a little bit?
Yeah, it's an event where they put about 40 songwriters up in one retro motel called the Holiday Music Motel, and you play Spin the Bottle for your co-writers for the next 24 hours.
Fascinating.
And then you've got like about a day to write a song and record it, and then you do the same thing the next day, which is super cool.
Okay.
And at the end of the week, you perform all of the new original songs. So it's like a show that like didn't exist a week ago. Literally, the music didn't exist, which is so cool. So I love that.
So you have this weekend to write that song, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Is it intimidating or is it very...
The first time around it was, but I think there's like such a confidence in it that makes it all possible. It's just like, you know what? It's like, it doesn't have to be the perfect song. It just has to be a new song. It's like, so put all that you can into that and see what happens. So, yeah.
Very fascinating. Do you get to keep going back or is it an invitation situation?
It is an invitation situation. I don't think they've re-upped since the pandemic, which is a little bit sad, but I was lucky to have done it for many years.
Okay.
So.
I think they might be working on it again, to be
honest. I
hope
so.
Yeah, that was very cool. So another song, you have a recent single out. It's called Together Again.
Yeah.
Another one that I really liked. You know, I was
Thank
just kind
you.
Of going through the flows of your music too. You know, The Art of Letting Go and then Together Again. Like, talk about this one though a little bit.
That one actually was a good segue because that one was technically written through a virtual Steelbridge. So I got teamed up with somebody. Her name's Maria Hansen and we wrote that one together.
Okay.
And that was one where I very much sent her just a melody and a little guitar part that I had been working on, and I had some of the lyrics and then but also some like nonsense as I was filling in the melody parts, and she just sent it back to me like in a voice memo that had like tied the lyrics together in a way. So that was a cool collaboration.
And
just a lot of heart. It's a simple song, but it's really like it worked out in a very beautiful fashion.
With that said, you know, you seem like you always have these great ideas and this inspiration, and you easily collab. how is your touring ratio to having an opportunity to write new music? You know, to find these moments where you are inspired, but always being on the road, do you get many opportunities to be inspired?
Absolutely. I mean, I think I also get a lot of ideas on the road. I think like while traveling, you can find a lot of cool song ideas out there in the world, which is great. I think I spend a majority of the year in Nashville, and that's when I am surrounded by a lot of other songwriters. And that's kind of what we do on the regular is like get together and collaborate.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's a good balance. Of touring and writing and making the music. So
cool. One more question. You know, I always tell people when I bring them on the show, or if they're listening, this is for Music for Dummies, because I love music, but I don't know a lot about music.
Okay.
So again, with collaborating tonight, you, there's another artist here, Michael Murphy.
Yeah.
And I noticed during soundcheck, you guys are performing together.
Yeah.
So you must be planning to, you know, sing some songs together. What, have you met him before being here?
We have met. Oh, okay. He opened up for me last time I was in Appleton during the winter time. So he and his brother did. And so I just knew that he was a great guitar player. And I sent him just a couple tracks. And I was like, hey, you should just hop up and play with me tonight. So that was our first time doing them.
Okay.
On the soundcheck. But I think it'll go okay.
Okay. Plan, yeah. I was curious, like, how easy it is to just jump on stage with someone and start performing. Mile and Music, you know, there's lots of like random like artists jump on stage,
so
you know. How easy or hard is that? Is that a challenge? Or?
I think it depends. It depends on like what your musicality, like what your musical background is. It depends. Like Michael's a really great guitarist. I think if you tell him like what key a song is, he can hop in and play lead on it. Like that's like his level of, you know, mastership is like of the guitar.
Sure.
And I feel like I typically like to hear a song before I have to hop up and play it.
Okay,
you know, I need like
sure.
a little more practice, but I think it's fun. It's like fun to go for and fun to have those moments on stage too.
Sure. Well, yeah. You're all amazingly talented to just be able to do that sort of stuff and bring
Sweet.
Us that kind of entertainment here in Appleton, especially.
It keeps it fresh for us too, you know, like just to add different energies and
do you
try
get,
it out.
We see that so frequently here in Appleton. Do you get opportunities elsewhere to just be able to jump in with other people?
Definitely.
Okay,
yeah. I think
cool.
if you're open to it, I think it can come to you in a lot of different ways.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Claire, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
well,
and we hope you'll keep coming back to Appleton.
Sure will. And I've got new music coming out. So
hey, can't wait.
Yeah,
anything you can insights you can share with that?
The EP is going to be called Hopeful Romantic.
Oh, all right.
And it's a few songs that I've played here in the past, and a few new ones that no one's heard, and we're going to try some out tonight. So
oh,
it's going to be fun.
Well, that's exciting. All right, can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks, Claire.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for having me.
Traveling alone for a while now, watching all my friends get married, settle down, and I guess that I just haven't found the one yet, but I ain't done yet. Sometimes I get lonely, but I am happy holding on to the idea that this life can be magic. So timing, a perfume, love letters, and cursive writing. But I believe in love, and I believe it's gonna find me. Sometimes I get lonely, but I am happy holding on to the idea that this life can be magic. Somebody once told me it's hopeless, but you know me, oh, I think I'll change. Still optimistic. Sometimes I get lonely, but I am happy holding on to the idea that this life can be magic. Somebody once told me it's hopeless, but you know me, you have the chances. Call me a hopeful.
All right, we're back here on the Drew Han Show, and joining me now is co-host Aaron.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, yeah, always, you know, thanks for coming on, and thanks to Claire Kelly for a wonderful interview.
Oh my gosh, she's just great, isn't she?
She is, and she gave us so much information in such a short amount of time, too. I was really impressed with everything she was willing to share, you know?
I know, just one thing after another. I'm like, my gosh, it feels like she's been talking in a good way for an hour, but yet it was only, you know,
overall 10, 15 minute interview.
Yeah, and yet we learned so much. Yeah. It was great.
What was one of the favorite things you heard?
I thought it was really cool. I mean, she has so many different ways that her songs have come together, whether it was collaborations, whether it was inspiration while she's on the road. It was really interesting hearing her talking about that writing session with Spin the Bottle, and write with someone randomly.
I know.
Like, that is so cool. Uh-huh. Who would even come up with something like that?
No kidding.
So I thought that was great.
Yeah, we look forward to her. Like we said in the intro, she'll be back for Mile with a couple sets there. So you're going to want to be able to, you can check her out for sure there if you haven't before. So.
Yeah, which is awesome. The first time I actually saw her was last year, right at the beginning of Mile. I was, don't tell my boss, still technically working. but, you know, winding down for the week and was trying to catch a couple of the early sets that are a little bit more low key.
Sure.
And so was watching her while, you know, checking in on emails and all that fun stuff. And she just has such a presence on stage. She seems so genuine, so positive and happy and fun. And her music just tells these great stories.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this little girl, I don't know how old she was, she knew one of her songs.
Oh, yes.
And I remember her coming up and singing the song about the cat, which, you know, she talked about that song, of course, in her interview. And, and it was just such a cool thing to see someone who is up and coming like that and already making an impact on these little kids.
Right, I know. And speaking of, like, she's such a storyteller with her songs and in her shows, and I love the part about being, like, over in Europe and having someone translate in Polish there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be an interesting dynamic to hear all that, so.
The way she was talking about, you know, she would say something and people would laugh if they understood her, and if not, they would wait for the translator and they would laugh. Like, can you imagine us sitting there, like, laughing after the fact?
But same hand, your story gets two punchlines, kind of, you know, price of one, you know, two laughs.
Right.
So yes, check out Claire when she's here for Mile, and we have more exciting episodes ahead, so stay tuned because our Mile 10 preview is just ahead. Before we go, Aaron, how has your summer been? I mean, music, we're only halfway through the summer. Some big things have happened, especially one little thing called Summerfest.
Summerfest, always a big one. Yeah. It's been a very music-heavy summer for me, which it usually is. I shouldn't say that as if it's a surprise, but a lot of the bigger name bands this year. Some years I end up seeing a lot of local stuff. This year it's been a lot of hitting some of those bigger ones on the bucket list.
Sure.
So back in June, I had the chance to see Chicago for the first time, as well as being technically fifth row, but the way it was angled, front row for Matchbox 20, which was fantastic.
Yes, I saw
it was
some
so
videos
much fun.
That looked really cool.
Rob Thomas was just in a mood that day, so it was really fun just watching him interact with the crowd like that. So that was great. And then, was able to catch just recently, a couple weeks ago, flew out to Denver to see Blink-182, which, you know, just memories, throwbacks, you know, it was a lot of fun. And then you might have noticed my voice is almost gone. Yeah. I went to Foo Fighters last night, Green Day the night before for the Harley Davidson 120th anniversary celebration.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
A lot of fun. I am exhausted.
Right.
My voice is shot. And I don't know how Dave Grohl screams like that every night and still has a voice, but he crushed it. And then, of course, Summerfest, which now that they've changed it to this three-weekend format, it's like that kills half your summer.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
You still get to see the music.
Yeah.
Aaron, I want to make sure you get rested up for Mile of the Music because that is just a few weeks away.
I don't know how we are that close.
I know. It's coming up fast. Absurd. We're about to record our Mile 10 preview, so things are getting intense, if you know what I mean. Stay tuned for that. Aaron, thanks again for joining me on the show here. Claire Kelly, thanks for letting me interview you. She's so nice. Tammy was on the intro. Thanks again for joining me, too. Stay in touch, guys, because we got a lot coming up. And we will
see you around the mile.